Zech Nishmas Daniel Shainabas Yeshua Falak. Okay, today we're continuing Hotzah. It's actually the 27th Shir Hotzah, but the first 26 were about Erevin, Shosiyach, Shosrab, and all those things. So we finished that section, and now we're going to go to do the Shilas of Hotzah. Meaning, like, could you wear eyeglasses on Shabbos? Can you wear wristwatch on Shabbos? In other words, all your shaylas assume that there's no Erev. With Erev, it's not usable. And then, the question is what is permissible or not permissible to wear on Shabbos. In other words, I always say that it's a very misleading phrase, you know, that people say, I can't, you know, you can't carry on Shabbos. So then people have all these notions, well, carry, I'm not carrying, it's just, I take a pin and I put it on my, you know, carrying, not carrying. But carrying is really not the definition of hotzah. Hotzah means, or hachnasa. There are three malachas. In other words, you take something from Rishus HaYachid and you bring it into the public domain. That's hotzah. Or you take something from the public domain and you bring it back into the Rishus HaYachid, that's hachnasa. And then the third thing is, if you, within the public domain itself, that you are transferring something from one area to another area in the public domain, not breaking it into a private domain, not taking it out, and that's Mavid Alaramos
B'Shusarat. What's Tiltul?
Tiltul, Tiltul Muktzah. You know,
doesn't tiltul also mean carrying?
Tiltul can mean tiltul means you moving something from one area. It can be betaltul muktzah, you can betaltul, you know, other things. So, but we have to understand what is called hotzah. In other words, we assume that anything that's a malbush, anything that we call clothing, is not hotzah, because that's a malbush. And then, or a tachshit, jewelry, even though jewelry there might be in the Siddur Rabbanon, so you might come to take it off and show somebody the jewelry. So that's a question, how come we're makel, this man has the women who makel to wear jewelry on Shabbos, there should be an issue, that will be a separate discussion. But what makes something a malbush? What makes something a malbush? So here, the Mishnah in Shabbos on Samach Dalet Amud Bey says, Yotza Isha B'chute Seir. So Rashi says, B'chute Seir Shekolad Bahen Sa'ara. Some type of things that she puts in her hair to you know, tie the hair in a certain way, so she has some types of strings of sorts that she puts in her hair. So that's Yotze Isha B'chutei Seir, because that's considered a malbush. She needs it to put her hair in a certain way, a ponytail, something she needs to tie, you know, with you know, some type of chut. So that would be okay. And they have all different types of things here. And then at the end of the Mishnah, well, it says pay a nochris. You know, this is the whole discussion of whether you can wear a shetel or not. The machlok is whether the shetels are usher or not.
What is a shetel, pashur or malbush?
So, well, or is it Aser Lagamri? Because, you know, I'm joking on Hilchas Tznius. But without that, so here it seems that it's a type of malbush. Because you're saying you could wear it on Shabbos, a wig. So that's the question, but that's a whole different discussion. This is one of the rays that maybe it's permissible, as it says she could be go out in the Rishus Harabim with a pay anachris. Moch sheba ozna. In other words, she put some type of cotton or something in her ear. She says, "Shenaseres levlo lecha shel tzolas ha'ozen." Was the ear has some excretions in the ear. She wants to that she put a cotton that should be, absorbed in the cotton. So that's okay. Uvamoch shebesandala. She put some type of insert in her shoe to, so you have those inserts to make you feel more comfortable. Or she has something that sanitary napkin or something that when it becomes a nida, that it should be absorbed in that thing. It shouldn't make her clothing soiled. So all those things ostensibly are called begadim. Because if they wouldn't be called begadim, then there would be an iser hotzah. There would be an iser that you're taking it out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, because the only heter would be if it's a beged, or a tachshir is like a type of beged. But if it's not a beged, something like that, so then even though you're not what in colloquial language what we call carrying, we wouldn't necessarily say that. But that's not the definition of the malach.
Is that the only category that's mutter to carry in Shabbos would be begging? For somebody who, let's say, have a fake leg or something.
Right, so...
Buckle to the body, no?
Right, but that might also be considered a malbush as well.
What makes these...
In other words, we're going to talk about, the halacha of... what about a cane?
Doesn't our rabbi also say a cane is an extra foot? Different than a wheelchair or a walker.
Right, so that's what we're going to talk about in the future this year. What's the halacha?
Why do you have to be places you can pick up the cane and carry?
Oh, excellent.
Or crotches.
Excellent question.
If you need it, there's a difference if you really need it or just an assistant.
Right, so some posts can hold you. That's exactly the reason. That since you can only use it if you can't walk without it, then there's no chashash.
That's why you use bush. It as an extra help. You don't really need it.
Right, so if it's extra help, that could be a problem. Shaila is whether that's an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbana. Right. That's why some rabbanim said we should put up erevim, because no one knows these halachas. And people are, violating these halachas. But obviously, if the erev is not proper, then you're not going to... Yeah.
There's no concept of people. You say it's something that just should be put into your body.
Maybe
these things, because with all these things that we mentioned, they're small things.
Right.
And they're bodily. Okay, so. Into your clothing.
Right, so we have to see if that's a separate category or that's just called. There's things that we wouldn't necessarily call. No one in his mind would say a cane is a malbush. Right? But maybe halachically, that's called a malbush.
But all of these things in the Mishnah.
If it's a gold cane.
Well, that's a separate thing. A gold cane
might be a tachshit.
Or a gold watch.
A tachshit is what again?
Jewelry.
What defines these as the good, like the shoe insert, the sanitary napkin?
They service the person.
Why doesn't a watch service the person? Why is jewelry not servicing the person? Isn't it there to beautify the person?
Right, so the watch is not necessarily beautifying the person. If it's not...
Jewelry is.
What about this watch you're wearing?
This watch is an Apple
watch.
Today's day and age.
Isn't that a shash? Well, is that the watch will stop working. And a man, that's why they're mounted for women and not for men. Because a man is not going to wear a non-working watch.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll have a separate packet on that. We'll see. Okay. I told you the story that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, someone came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky for a bracha, and Reb Chaim said to him, "Lo silbash," and he couldn't understand what he meant. So the Gabbai said, what the Rav means to tell you is that you're wearing a wristwatch, and he holds that's a beged isha, and therefore he won't give you the bracha until you take it off. So then he took off the wristwatch and he gave him the bracha. Yeah. I have a Talmud who was there, who witnessed the story.
How is the watch?
So the famous kasha, you know the famous kasha everyone asks, there's a famous picture of Rabbi Yashiv with his hand on his table like that with his...
Yeah.
Okay. He didn't... So supposedly... Right, exactly. Exactly. And certain things he didn't want to... I think while Rabbi Yashiv was alive, things, certain things he didn't agree with, he didn't say so publicly. As if he was... Okay. So let's see what the... Okay, so let's continue and see what the story is. So that's the Mishnah here. Let's take a look in the Maril. Omar Mari Segel. Ashurgilim Hanoshim Loses Bishabis Chatichas Beged Pishtan Al Hatsoif. In other words, they have one, like a kerchief, right? And then on top of that, they have a piece of cloth, linen cloth, and they put it on top of the linen cloth when it's sheyordim shamim, so when it's raining, lahatzil alatzoif, mitinef hamater. So it should protect the kerchief. Gam Lashiris Mutter Lhotsi Lushusarabim came in the Alanias Chazi Chasuv Gam Lashiris Malbush Velomasui. So it's considered a Malbush. It's considered a Malbush, this thing. Even though Uchara, is it servicing the purpose, person, or is it servicing the garment? Usually we assume that it has to service the person, and not the garment.
Is that equivalent to today when the chassidim wear the plastic bag? On
right, exactly. The plastic, strimal cover. You know, today the chassidim have regen strimals, right?
I don't think there's a plastic bag on strimals, a plastic bag on a black hat.
Yeah.
The strimals would just be the regen strimals.
They have to
have plastic.
Not
everybody
has a red
plastic. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this has to be clarified, because why should this be mutter if it's chatichas beg pishtal atzoyf sheyardi b'shamim l'hatzil atzoyf mitina famotar l'chara should be problematic. Because we'll see, the Mishnah here, Shulchan Aruch on page 4, says, he says, Lo yetze hazav v'kis shenasa l'hatzilo mizivasom. In other words, so hazav, an individual, has a certain sickness, that he has an emission, and it's going to cause his garment to be soiled. So he can't, and so he puts some type of receptacle to catch the emission. So is that called Hotzah? So he says that is Hotzah. That's not called. Because why? Because he's doing it not to soil his garment. So if you're doing something not to soil the garment, so then that's not considered a malbush. The first basic thing of a malbush l'chora is that it's to service the person, not to service the person's garments. And Isha Nida Shakasheris beged lefaneha, shalois tistlachlech medam nidosa, also latzeis bo, imlo yehe kesinor, also ke ein malbush. In other words, so this is the, he's making the following yisod. that if something is put on something else as a to save the beged, so it shouldn't get dirty, that's not a malbush. Because that's, but if you're doing it, but if you make it into a malbush, in other words, like if you just put, a malbush has some type of like wrapping
structure
to it, right.
So a bib would be okay.
Some type of structure to it. So if it has a structure of malbush, so then even if it's what? Not to service you, but to service your garment, then it also is okay. So that's what he says over here. So look on Halacha Dalad, Yud Dalad rather, page 5. Dover who should derech malbush, afilu meinu lovsho el mishum atzuli tinuf mutar lotzeis bo b'shabbos. So if it's derech malbush, then it's okay.
It could be a teretz to the maril.
Right, exactly. That's what the Magen Avraham. Take a look in the. So he says, I'll see if it says the Magen Avraham. Zeh loshon maril. Because it's metatev bo. Have a liten al rosh she munach aleha. Just. You just put something flat. It's not like wrapping around. Or like what you said, a very good structure. Also. But if the point is that it's going to rain so much that what? It's going to leak through into your body, then you're doing it
for
yourself, then it doesn't have to have what you call a structure. So then that's a malbush, even if it didn't have, even if like it's a flat piece of garment that somehow you adhered onto your head, that would be okay, even though, because it's to protect you. So if it's to protect your baged from tinuf, so then it needs to have that structure. And then it's called a baged. But if it doesn't have the structure, and it's to protect your baged, it's no good. But if it has a structure, even if it's only to protect your baged, it would be okay. So then what should come out according to this? The hat covers, what should be?
Good.
Should be what?
Good.
Should be good, because why? It has a.
So kind of the thing to protect yourself also, although it hangs down.
Yeah, so we'll see more about that topic. But that's, as he says, that's the pshat in the Maril.
Shaykh was saying that Maril is just defining it incorrectly. He's saying it's lahatzil, even itinu famota. Rain is not. Doesn't stain, you know?
Right?
But fabrics, comparatively recent years, were susceptible if you wore a printed fabric.
Then it would die with
you.
Right.
Very hard to get off.
Right.
Very hard to get off.
Right.
So that would be like mitzdayer's bow, and it would be mutter
right.
For that reason.
Right. And that is, if you want to see here. And take a look on page 7. Page 7 is the same thing. I'm sorry, page 6. when the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah in Sif Tezvav, where he discusses Hagar in the Ramah, Shelo Yipol Dam Aleha, it's Tarena. But why is he putting, why is a woman putting the thing on the, to catch the need, the blood? So the Ramah says, Shelo Yipol Dam Aleha Vitzarena. But look in the Taz, Aval Im Chaveres Kedei Sheyiv Lebah.
Six.
Aval Im Chaveres Kedei Sheyiv Lebah Adam Velo Yipol Adam Al Bekadeh Vitafer Hatzul Tufa Oser. So it says, that's the question. Is she afraid that the blood is going to get on her? Or is it that the blood is going to get on her clothing? If she's afraid that the blood is going to get on her clothing, and there's no real tzuras malbush here, then it's usur. And if she's afraid that the dam is going to get on her beged, then it would only be mutter if there's some type of derech malbush.
Well, there's a shoulder for this thing, like the blood's going to get on the clothing, then look around, and we'll see. So then put in
the... So that would be a question whether Kovah Habrios is Matir and Issad Rabban, not an Issad Araisa. So the question is, would this be, if it's Rosh Hashanah and Araisa, would that be an Issad Araisa, or would you still say it's Kalachar Yad? But that would... And look at in the Machtis HaShekel on page 7 in the bottom, it says, Mashud, Afil Chatiches Begir Roswom, Avon Gav De'enu Malbush. So even though it's not a malbush, but it's sort of what you said, but it has a structure, so then it's derech malbush is mutter. Afil hatichas pishtan she'ena choshev lagabei noshim ashirus b'chol mokom mutter. That's for anios there. So that's the question. So that's the question of what is the person what is the person using it for?
If somebody gets caught in the rainstorm, they want to put a garbage bag.
So was
just to protect the clothing.
Yeah.
So it would be awesome, because that's to protect the clothing, not to protect them. Look, so it's more sillier in a garbage bag than wood and wet clothing. You're not protecting yourself, you're protecting the clothing, so lechora, that would be awesome.
Right, unless you say that you're afraid that it's going to...
Yeah, nowadays it doesn't do that, it ruins the clothing.
But sometimes it's the same thing, because if your clothing is going to get wet, you're going to be extremely uncomfortable, you know?
Right.
So like a garbage, like if you're in a rainstorm, you're putting on a garbage bag, because you don't want to walk around in wet clothes, because you'll feel, you're really protecting yourself also.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's now let's take a look in the Sefer Lev Avraham of Avraham Weinfeld. Short page 16. He was a big Rav in Muncie. He was the son of was in Brooklyn. Chola Rosha Lotzeis B'Shabes Im Kis Al Bitno. Sheila. Chola Shanasa Lo Nituach Rachmona Lutzlan. So he had surgery. For who motzi tzoa minekev shebibitno. So the... Yes, so it's... So the... The excrement comes out from a... They have a hole in the stomach, and that's where it's coming out. Okay, Mabig Lubidno Tomit Kiss Shall Plastic. So he has a plastic thing that's attached to his body that all this excrement, whatever, is coming into. And he's So could he, is this called a malbush or is it, so let's think, well, what should it be? I would think.
Well, what would the tzaddik is not a malbush? It's protecting him. It's going to get all over. It's going to burn.
Right. It's going to. It's for, I mean, obviously, it's for the clothing, but it's also.
I think it's more basic than that. I would think.
Why? It's for the person. Also, yeah. Yeah. So he says. So that's the, so he quotes this idea by the Nida, and he says here, he says El Tzarchi and God of Pai Dina on the page 17 on the left arrow. To Kolpos Kavitiku Agbozu B'Mochshu L'Nidosa, by Mochshu B'Nidosa we say Rakim G'day Shul Yachiv Lo, the blood shouldn't annoy her. But if it's just that it shouldn't get on the clothing, that's also. Because again, the moch is just like a pad. It doesn't have any tzuras lavush. It's just like a flat piece of material. So it's not like a structure. He's saying that people, he doesn't think people would say that it's to, that they shouldn't annoy them. He says, in other words, if it's only to protect for the clothing, and there's no tzura, then it's aser. He says, to stop a busha is also the tzorach adam. So it doesn't have to be physical that it's going to bother you physically, but you look, you're going to look terrible, and that's going to create a busha. That's called tzarech ha'adam, and therefore he wants to claim that even if it doesn't have a tzura, it's still mutter.
It's called tzar.
Mental tzar is also called tzar. Kol dov ha'ma'afshir la'adam leilach b'lit tzar leish. Lachshiv l'tachshit. Hey, Mishnah Berurah, how do you look for chatichas beged ha-makoso? You could take a piece of garment and put it on your wound. L'hagim mitzar, sh'lo yisaret ha-maka, ain't shum shem kam poskim. Ain't shum mokom, p'seich al-chalik mitzar, gufni l'ruchni. So he says there's no difference between physical tzar and mental tzar.
Busha. Obviously applied to the colostomy bag too.
Yeah. Right. Then he writes the second arrow. Odra Isi B'Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa She'ir Shaloshach Izer Hotsa B'Dover Shabbal Atzuli B'Tin Ofes Rachim Bal Hatzil Al Kelev Shal Adam Aval Chol Shabbal Atzuli B'Tin Ofes Es Gufa Adam Mutul Atzitz Bo V'Atam Dol Shaych Lomad Libotel Gabi Aguf Tavak She'in Hu Bal Shmur Al-Aguf al-Abegit. Right. So again, so if it's the muslach lech the guf, it's also unless there's a. But anything for the person doesn't have to have a special tzura. If it's for the beged, then it has to have a special tzura. Then he says, "V'chaim atzazim b'pisha." Hadashrin l'hotzul l'shus haparim kol shabal lishmor. Page 18. Al gufa adam hayadavki b'dom shabato l'gabi haguf. Has to be bottled to the guf. Who b'shamish? It's haguf b'shas halutzal l'shus haparim. Because it has to be mishamish the guf while you're taking it out. Timukim yemutu l'talto. In other words, you should be able to just take a handkerchief. In other words, why don't you say you could take a handkerchief because you're going to need, maybe something is going to come out of your nose and you're going to. The answer is because it's not being mishamish. While the person's doing the hotzah, it's not being mishamish the guf. Here, it's being mishamish the guf while the hotzah is happening.
What about like a handkerchief which is a pocket square?
Yeah, so
you have to
find
out what
you mean it's for decoration.
Yeah. It's a tachshit, but it's also functional.
Well,
you could.
I mean, do people actually use it, or they just keep it? Do people use that? I think yes. They don't use it. They just leave it as a decorative.
It's something expensive. It's not. It's a fabric, not a good handkerchief material anyway.
You see, I know where pockets. So you're scared you're going to use it.
They used to say years ago that they used to, the dry cleaners used to put in. You remember that? They used to give when you had your suit cleaned, there would be like a cardboard. In the pocket had a little tiny piece of fabric on it. So it had the same, it looked like it, but it was very cheap. I used to tell you that was mutter, that became bottled to the vegan.
Interesting. So then he says, Vata nachze anan.
Yeah.
So what about our case? Hello, Lanoshim, I have shown you some open little taste of shook below kids. I know a lot of meeting if I'm going to move on. Same with Sagar or Bush or Gadola. Okay, and after she did, yes, the hadim came, Kibashkov Vishon Nirin Hazvan Barun. But then he's a little afraid to be maker. Why? He never should toss a demon kiss of Zav Lemoch, Gam Shulchanach, he tear Lorach, Moch, she is keen, and he does a Ragam Beggar, Shakosh, the Fanel, Kolza, Mashakasav, the El Mustabe, she is Lahachme, Yosef, the kiss, Shakosh of Yosef, Eno Bottle, Kolkach, or Guf, Kabuder, also Vish Hassar, the Rice, the Madame Loch, Shane, and Swickle Guf, Raya. Hayesh Moso Nachona Shmia, Shechel Menamunach Ozen, Chalko Bekis, Shes Oshim Lotzir Beshabbos, like a hearing aid, Hemeshud Avon Beemes, Kam Shomish Lodun, Hain Emes, Eno Malbush, Lachosh of Tachshish and Molly Hilucho. He says, Hain Shud Mechasitzka Shemati, Mirshalay Lachuloso. You need it. Avon Beemes, Eno Domish, Shamra Gorm, Lotuel Studies, Hain Begad Mafshah Hilucho Beshuk. So he thinks that that should be mutter. This thing that he's putting. Then he quotes the famous tshuva, Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa on the left side here. Haim B'Shut Marash Engel. Marash Engel is one of the big Gedolim. Latte Latzeisim to Udas Shamachos Moperet Leim B'Kovad. That was if you need certain ID. He says you could carry your ID.
I always wondered that, like in Europe, they need it for the shoes.
You have to put in your hat. So it's a shinoi. You can't hachash any tosef Tam covered a bris. Also came with Elbavade, Chazil, and Saruf, Vahate, Afim, and Komishesh, Chashash, Shubra, Sharab, and Daraisa. So, Bechitzer, he thought that that Nikar Din, it should be Mutter. Because the mice, it's. Take a look down at the Alter Rebbe on page 22, last page here. It says, Oster li'isha li'tein beger al tz'ifa b'vnei ekshonim shalo yishlachu al tz'oif shkevin shem miskaveres bo l'hal tz'il mitinuf. So he says, so whatever the Maril says is mutter, he says it's Oster. But he says, in miskaveres, in other words, you could have the double kavana. In other words, as long as you kavana for yourself also, even though the maisit's going to help the beggar too, that's good enough, even if it doesn't have the shape, the tzura. Favshim it's kavanas bo lahatzel mitinah novar imyon mochar al rosha novar al he. So he says that, so you want to put a kova al kova. So he says, Shemutal ishli take kova al kova shal roshim v'nei hagshamim kevin shu derech malbush. So even though it's not what? It's not for him, but it's for the hat.
Why not? Why do you say it's meant to protect the rain from going down to the first hat, which will seep into your head?
Yeah, as long as you have the kavanah, that's for you.
Yeah, I guess if that depends how hard the rain is.
It's coming down. The rain's coming down.
Yeah, okay, it depends how
it's
hard. But it's interesting, in the beginning he says, that, in other words, if the mice, your kavana is for yourself, even though the baguette is also helped, for Afghanistan, you're okay. For Afghanistan, kavana is a bowl of hatsil mitino bilvad. So it's totally in kavana. So if you have kavana for yourself, then it's fine, even if it's helping the beggar. And if you only have kavana for the beggar, then it's mutter if it's derech malbush. So it can't just be like a flat thing. It has to wrap around or something like that. Some type of... you know, so as you said, some type of tzura that see, if you look at we didn't do that first toisus on the page here, semaphore on the base. If you said mamokshis kinu nidasa, so Rashi says. Also, Malcolm Shivla Bohadam. The Lo Yitafu Begada. So Rashi said Lo Yitafu. So the obvious question is, If it's Atzilut Tinuf is Asa. So what does Rashi mean? The call Atzilut Tinuf will call Shuv Masa, and the Chaynir Elish will Yipo HaBasara. So the question is, you know, is Rashi really arguing a Tosis, or is just, you know,
Tosis is adding in something important. He's adding in the factor of Tsar.
Right.
Or just without Tosis, just Rashi is you know, machlekes with everything that we learned in Halacha.
Right. But it's a Gemara. The Chol Atzuli Tinuf is also. So when Rashi says, he quoted Rashi says, "Lo yitanfu begadeha," he's asking that's against the Gemara.
So, yeah.
Do we have this Rashi? I don't necessarily have every Rashi. This is called.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Right under Shibisandala.
Shibisandala. Right, the Lashes. The yeah, we do have it. Yeah, you're right. Right, so that's Tosas Kasha. I don't know, it's a little bit difficult, Rashi. That's what Tosas is. It's against this Gemara. It's called Atzuli Tilef Lochoshiv. Masahu. So that's why he says the Pshad is Shalipol Abbasara. Tiyavish Levinim Tzimtzara. So. So the question is, what's Pshat and Rashi? Because Rashi's saying, "Kol tzulitim v'choshev moshev lechim." Okay, pasach v'chaber. I guess he's. Maybe Rashi is learning. You know, I told you once that I think Shas Cohen, the Sefer Kerem Yeshua, says over, I think, from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that Rashi's Shita and Shas is you learn every sugya on its own. Just because there's another sugya someplace else, however this sugya reads the simple way, that's the pshat in the sugya. The other sugya can be a different shita. Tosa shita is you have to mesh everything in. And if there's another sugya, so there's Shabbos Samach Dal Amid Beis, so maybe Samach Dal Amid Beis doesn't hold from this thing. It holds that the clothing is the same as the person. And Tosa says no. Tosas says all the sugyas have to stem with each other.
Why does it have that? Why does Tosfot take that philosophy?
I don't know. It maybe has to do with how the Masadre, how Mishnah and Gemara put things together, and you know. But as the Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig said, what the definition of pilpul is when you assume everyone else is assuming everyone else's assumptions. And that's basically what all of Tosis and Shas is asking. He says, how can you say this? What about that Gemara? But the Rashi will say back, like Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, that Gemara is that Gemara. So don't bother me with that Gemara. I'm learning this sugya, and it could be different shitas. So that's what you know. But that's what pilpul is. You know, you gagal gabigag. This person, and then you pile up this and pile up that. And,
but at some point, you have to figure out halacha lemaisa, right? Yeah, I mean, isn't that what the shulchan aruch?
What?
Someone has to figure out what's the halacha lemaisa.
Yes. Okay. So then we have to machriya what the halacha l'maisa is.
I'm saying if you have a contradictory, like one place,
right, so then you have
one thing, then it says another. So,
who do we paskin like?
Yeah.
Right. So Tosus will come up with something that's not the simple pshat, and he'll mesh it together, and it's not necessarily the simple pshat. Well, he'll take the simple pshat in one Gemara and then twist the arm of the other Gemara to fit in. You know, make some type of
consistency.
And Rashi doesn't. This is not only Rashi. I think Shaskopor says the Gonim, the Rambam, they weren't into pilpul. They were into everything has every sukkah is glot, and then you can decide how you should paskin based on other klali psak. You know who said it and whose psak, whose shita is more glot and whose shita is. You know, but not necessarily, but that's, you know, a fascinating discussion of how Psach Halacha works and how Rashi, you know, Machlokes and Rashi and Tosis work. So that could be the answer to this Rashi, that he's Samach Dal and Amud Beis, he's not concerned what it says on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. But Lemaisa, in Shulchan Aruch, we assume like Tosis. Okay, so like Tosis.
We have to either our ankle or knee boots better than galoshes.
Rubbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's funny, sure. That's protecting your shoes. It's not really
protecting your shoes.
But also from being wet.
Yeah, Ramosha discusses this. In the tshuva that he discusses, I think the plastic, he discusses the rubbers. Mm-hmm. But there, the it has a tzura of malmush.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's not just a flat piece. It has a tzura. No, but by Ratzura we said, tzura of malmush, even if it would only be for the kavana of the shoe, that's okay. It's only if it doesn't have a tzura, then not. So, but we have to see how Rav Moshe is going to fit in. Because I think Rav Moshe, if I'm not mistaken, he asked the rain hat, the cover of the rain hat. So then he has to kashen himself. So why are we matter the rubbers? So then I think he writes that the rubbers are also because of the moisture into the foot, into the actual foot. But the question is, why do you really need that if the mice said it has a tzura on its own? It's not just a beged shel meshi. Okay, these are things we have to figure out, Bezer Hashem, in the future sugis. So Bezer Hashem will be talking about these topics of the moch sheba ozen and the eyeglasses and the cane and the walker, the wheelchair. Yeah.
There's a tie on your what your makshav is and what your intention is.
That's what it's saying. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes it very explicitly. What are you mechaving for? Shekevin shemis kavenis lahatzil. What is the kavana? Even if there might be side benefits, but bottom line is what is the kavana?